Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Praise the Lord. Once again, I welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I thank God for your life, and I pray that as you have come tonight, your life will never remain the same. The God of turnaround will meet you at the point of your need tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every limitations, every mountain, everything that stands in your way, the hands of God will uproot them tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Begin to invite your friends, your loved ones. Tonight is going to be an awesome night in the presence of God. And I'm trusting God that his mighty hands will move mightily. The lives will be delivered and people will be set free tonight in the precious name of. So invite everyone to join us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God for your miracle tonight in Jesus' precious name. Once again, this is Prophet Samuel of Rock of Faith International Ministries in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Praise the Lord. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your anointing that is on this platform, Father God. We thank you for everything that you have done throughout this week, Father God. And we are excited for what you will do tonight. Father, move and reign. Touch every life, those that are online right now and those that we hear this word. Father, touch their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move and reign. Have your way tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, precious Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, I will be teaching on when the mercy of God locates you. When the mercy of God locates you, we know that we are serving a merciful God. We know that we are serving a loving Father. We know that we are serving a God who has delight in the prosperity of his people. The Bible says he has delight, that God delights in your prosperity. And when the mercies of God come upon a man, it takes you to a higher dimension where everything that is holding you captive will be utterly destroyed. Because our God is the creator of the universe, the Bible says that at the pronouncement of his word, everything was created. So by the same word, God has the ability and the capability to deliver you from every shackles and every limitations of the enemy. And I believe that as you have come tonight, it's not by an accident, it has been orchestrated by God. And I pray that the mercy of God will invade your life, it will invade your house, your place of job, businesses, and the mercies of God will come mightily upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. The mercies of God will come upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. When the mercies of God show up in the life of a man, There must be changes. There must be newness. There must be healing and miracle. There must be deliverance. There must be abundant blessings of God. When the masses of God locate a man, every protocol will be broken because the glory of God will rest upon that individual and doors that have been closed will begin to open unto them. I don't know what doors has been closed against you, but I decree and declare tonight by the mercy of God, that doors are open in the name of Jesus. That doors, they are open unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. When the mercies of God locate a man, people will run to their aids. People will run to help them, and I decree and declare that mercy is coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Men and women, they will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. Men and women will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, when the mercies of God locate a man, healing comes speedily. Healing comes speedily. I decree and declare by the authority of God that your healing is coming speedily right now in the name of Jesus. When the masses of God locate a man, God heal him completely. He heal her completely. And I decree that hands of God is coming to heal you tonight, is coming to deliver you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, is coming to set you free in the mighty name of Jesus from drunkenness, from drugging, from homosexuality, from every unrighteousness. That hands of God is locating you tonight and set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love he had for us." But God, who is rich in mercy, not only that God is rich in mercy, that means his mercy is unlimited. The mercies of God is immeasurable. The mercies of God he has no boundary. He say, God, who is rich in mercy, and because of his love, is great love that he had for you. So you must know tonight, if you do not know that God loves you so much, you must understand that the love of God for you is humongous, is unlimited, it has no boundary. And the mercies of God is rich in every area. And because of his mercy and because of his love for you, regardless of what you are seeing right now, regardless of your challenges, regardless of your limitations, regardless of shame that you have carried for years, for decades, I decree and declare that mercy is locating you tonight in the name of Jesus. Because God loves you. The Bible says he loves us so much that he gave us only his begotten son, that whoever that comes to him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the mercies of God sustain men in every areas. He said he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever come unto him will not perish but have everlasting life. So the mercies of God is what locate a man. The mercies of God is what sustain a man. The mercies of God is what give victory to a man. So the Bible said, but God, who is rich in mercy, that our God is so blessed in mercy, regardless of your past experience, regardless of even the situation that you find yourself right now, the mercies of God is able to sustain you. The mercies of God is able to deliver you. The mercies of God is able to set you free. And I decree and declare it's coming upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And that book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 says, made us alive with Christ, even though when we were dead in trespasses, you are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He made us alive with Christ, even though when we were dead in trespasses. The mercies of God locate you wherever you are, whatever position you find yourself. The mercies of God locate you and bring you from the place of darkness, from the place of bondage, from the place of limitation, and he brings you out by his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. When mercies of God locate a man, even though you may be a drug dealer, even though you may be homosexual, even though you may be a drunkard, you may even be a prostitute, the mercies of God, when it come, it pull you out of that place of darkness and bring you to the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You remember the story of the woman by the well, and Jesus Christ told her, he said, can I have some water? And the woman said, she said, what as a Samaritan has to do with Jewish? And God, Jesus Christ said to her, he said, if you know who you are talking to, you will quickly give him the water. And Jesus said to her, "Who? Where is your husband? And she said, I don't have any husband. And Jesus Christ said, yes, you are right. You do not have any husband because in your past, you have five of them. And instantly, the masses of God came upon her. And she began to proclaim, come and see the man who told me everything about me. And she became one of the first disciples of Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter where you find yourself, when the mercies of God locate you, things begin to change in your life. Transformation begins to come in your life. When the mercies of God locate you, it will turn you to an evangelist. It will turn you to an apostle of Jesus Christ. We know about Paul, apostle, the one who killed the Christian all over the world. And when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, when the mercy of God located them, his life changed. I decree and declare that your life is changing tonight in the name of Jesus. That mercy is locating you, is locating your children, is locating your wife, your husband, Mazakali Kadalia Rabastata, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Because our God is rich in mercy. By grace, he saved you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms, Psalm 86, verse 15, say, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and precious in mercy and truth. Not only that God is full of mercy, but is also full of compassion. God, He knows your growing, He knows your experience, He knows your challenges, He knows your difficulties, He knows how people have ridiculed you, how people speak negative about you. And He knows and is full of compassion. He is full of compassion and is gracious in long suffering and is plenteous in mercy. The Bible says the hands of God is not shortened that He cannot save you, nor is here, is deaf that He cannot hear you. But it's our sin that limits us from that mercy of God. It's our sins that limit the fullness of God to come upon us. But our God is a compassionate God. According to that Psalm 86, verse 15, it said, but thou, O Lord, a God full of compassion and gracious and long suffering. God that we serve is a merciful God. And His desire is that to save you by His mercy, to save you by His grace, and is calling upon you tonight, come home, that my mercy may be sufficient, that my grace may be upon you. And I decree and declare that mercy is your portion, is coming speedily upon you tonight in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. The mercy, hear this carefully, mercy is the center of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mercy is the center of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is through that mercy that He sent only His begotten Son. After the sin of Adam and Eve, God understood that in order for us to become the righteousness of God that we are, in the beginning, that there must be a sacrificial lamb, that there must be the shed of the blood, and through that blood, through that mercy, through the love, through His grace, He gave us a son. And the same, and when Jesus Christ came, when we read the Bible from the book of Matthew, we saw God displaying mercy, showing mercy to the people, to those that are sick, showing them mercy, showing them love. So mercy is the center of the gospel. So also we as a believer, those of us that have given our life to Him, as God show us mercy, we must show love, the same mercy to those around us. Because it is by mercy and by His grace that we were saved. So also in return, we must show mercy to those that we are in contact with. And we can see that there. And the second point is, even at the point of death, Jesus Christ showed mercy even to the Pharisees. We saw Jesus Christ showing mercy even to the Pharisees. He says, Father, forgive them for what they know not what they are doing. Can you imagine that? Somebody killing you, somebody prosecuting you, and still you say, Father, have mercy on them, for they know not what they were doing. What a loving Father, what a merciful Father that we have. So at the point of that, he showed mercy, and mercy is the center of our gospel. Is the center of our gospel that Jesus Christ is able, through his mercy, to deliver you, to set you free, to bring you out of that dark place, and bring you into his marvelous light, where the glory of God rests mightily upon you, where the light of God shines mightily upon you. So the mercy of God sustain us. So as a believer, we must understand what the mercy of God make available for you and I. What are the attributes of God's divine mercy? And number one, the mercy of God is unlimited. The attributes of God's mercy, the mercy of God is unlimited. The book of Psalm 5:7, it says, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy hill. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of mercy, and in thy fear I will worship towards thy holy hill. So for us, the mercies of God is unlimited. And coming before him with expectation of his mercy is what brings us to our place of fulfillment. And the book of Romans 9:15-16 says, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Whenever, once we come to the knowledge of God, we are covered under thy mercy. We are covered under thy grace. The only thing that can limit us or that can prolong challenges is when we are not walking in oneness with Christ, when we are not walking in holiness, when we do not submit our life to Christ. Sometimes you may call yourself a Christian, you give your life to Christ. It's how much you give your life to Christ. Are you seeking God's face for direction? Are you seeking God's face before you make any step so God can lead you into his perfect will? The reason why many people come through challenges is because they depend on their own ability. Then they will consult God later on. You see, when you see God's face things come easy to you. But when you do it your way, things become challenging to you. So seeking God is what brings us to our place of fulfillment. When we trust in God, the Bible says that lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And when we acknowledge God, we experience His divine mercy. And I pray that that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. So he said to Moses, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy, and I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. And verse 16 says, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. So saying that it is not by your doing, it's not by your education, it's not by your experience, but God, through His compassion, through His love and His grace, He showed mercy unto us. So that nobody can boast that I have accomplished this on my own. God showed mercy, not by your doing, not by your own ability, experience, or the money that you made, but He showed mercy to those that trust in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And number one is the mercies of God is unlimited. Number two, the mercy of God is everlasting. The mercies of God is everlasting. The book of Psalm 136, verse 26, He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, unto God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Listen, when man show you mercy today, tomorrow they may withdraw it. When family show you mercy today, tomorrow they may withdraw it. When friends show you mercy, they may withdraw it. But when God show mercy unto you, it endures forever. Because when God gives something, He gives it completely. Without a clause, without any boundary, He give it to you totally. So the mercies of God is everlasting. Everlasting. And the mercies of God is irreversible. When God does anything in your life, it's permanent. Is permanent, and I pray that mercies of God will be permanent in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. It will be permanent tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And number three, the mercies of God is ever new. Just because you have it yesterday doesn't mean you won't have it today. His mercy is ever new. God's mercy over your life, over your children, over your house, your businesses, is ever new. The book of Lamentations 3:22-23 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. And verse 23 says, and they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. What a God that we serve, that continuously, perpetually renewing his mercy. So the mercies of God in your life, in my life, and in the lives of our family is ever new, ever new, ever new. For they are new every morning. And he says his mercy that we were not consumed. Today, for some reasons, I've been driving, almost got into two accidents that were very close. But the mercies of God averted those accidents. And the two almost occurred accidents, I was on the phone with my wife, you know, hand-free, and these cars, they were about to T-bone, but God himself redirected the situation. So the mercies of God is ever new, is ever and continuously new. And when the mercies of God is upon you, you cannot be consumed by the work of Satan. You cannot be deterred by the enemy. You cannot be limited by the work of Satan, because the mercies of God always sustain. Amen. The mercies of God always make a way where there is no way. The mercies of God always open doors where doors are being closed. And I pray that God mercy is making a way for you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So what are the benefits when the masses of God locate a man? The masses of God give victory without struggle. Hallelujah. So what are the benefits of the masses of God when the masses of God is upon a man? Number one, the masses of God give victory without struggle. And we saw that in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1 to 5, which I'm not going to read because of the time. After the death of Moses, we know that Joshua took over the mantle to lead the children of Israel out of bondage, out of place of limitations. And as God were leading them, and he took them to the place that he will give to them, we saw that Jericho was fortified by war. The Bible gave us the dimension of that war, how thick, how high those walls were, and there is no weapon that can penetrate. And God said to Joshua, what he needs to do is say, gather the children of Israel, the trumpeter, the trombone, the singers, and let them carry the ark of the covenant and run about the wall seven times, and on the last day they should round about it, about around that wall 70 times. And as they did that, as they obeyed the voice of God, we saw the wall of Jericho collapse before them. Without using any weapon, the wall of Jericho came down flat. Glory, hallelujah. So when the masters of God locate a man, God gives him victory without struggle. And I pray that every struggle in your life, God will give you victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Every struggle that you may be experiencing, God is giving you victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to stop at number two. The masses of God preserve your destiny. The masses of God preserve your destiny. When the masses of God locate a man, it preserves your destiny. And we can see that in the life of Moses. Moses was born in a very difficult time in the land of Egypt. And we know that the Pharaoh made announcement that they should kill every firstborn and little baby in the land of Egypt. And we know that how the mother of Joseph took him and hid him for many days, and he had to put him by the river. And as he put him there, the daughter of Pharaoh located Moses. And God strategically put the sister there so that she can observe what is going on. And the daughter of Pharaoh saw him, pick him up, and his sister came and said, "Hey, I know somebody who can keep him and take good care of him." And she said, "Go and bring it." And God, by his strategic plan, preserved the destiny of Moses. And the same Moses who led the children of Israel out of bondage. I pray tonight that God will preserve your destiny. It will preserve the destiny of your loved ones in the name of Jesus. What guarantee the masses of God upon you? Is obedient to the word of God, giving your life to Jesus Christ. Without giving your life to Jesus, you are not entitled to enjoy the mercies of God. Without surrendering your life to Christ, you are not entitled to enjoy the blessings of God. You are not entitled to enjoy the grace of God. So if you want to experience the newness of God and the manifestation of God's presence in your life, you must give your life to Christ tonight. So if you can just raise up your hands and pray this prayer with me. Father God, I give my life to you tonight. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your blood. I thank you that you died for me and you resurrected on the third day. I receive you right now in Jesus' precious name. Pray that prayer with me. I pray that the hands of God will rest upon you. It will preserve your life, and his mercy will locate you, will begin to enjoy the goodness of God from tonight in the name of Jesus. If you are sick, I want you to lay your hands wherever that sickness is. Father God, I pray concerning everyone on this radio show tonight that your healing power be upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak against every disease, every infirmities, every sickness. Lose your hold tonight in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, you are set free. You are delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Bible declares, whom God is set free is free indeed. You are free and you are healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight. May God bless you. And I will see you next week in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.